Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's Monday again, Monday, July 1st, 2019. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for watching. I'm Dave. And you know what this is? That's right. Let's have a chat. Let's have a chat about sports and leadership. Oh, what a weekend. What a weekend. It was short. Too short, I guess. But we got a long one coming up. So are you free this week? Because America is. That's right. I've been waiting all day to say that joke. That's right. So let's press on. So Monday, sports and leadership, and we're talking about, well, like the title says, it's time to put up or shut up. And sometimes you have to do that. You have to put up or shut up. You just, you know, the time has come. And in a BleacherReport.com titled, it's put up or shut up time for Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, if you don't know, he's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. He was a number one draft pick in 2015, and he's been just kind of going downhill. Well, now there's a new head coach in Tampa Bay, and it sounds like they brought him in just for Jameis Winston. And we're talking about Bruce Arians. And Bruce Arians, he's been a quarterback coach before. Bruce Arians was a coach for Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, and he got a stellar one season out of Carson Palmer. So think about it. Who are these guys? These guys are top-tier, top-caliber quarterbacks. Sure, Andrew Luck had his ups and downs, but again, top-tier, top-caliber quarterback. And Bruce Arians is the one responsible for some of that. So what does that say? This guy knows what he's talking about, and good that they brought him in. Kudos to him. Kudos to Bruce Arians. And now he's gotten to work. He's been looking at some film, and even though this guy, Jameis Winston, was a number one draft pick in the 2015 NFL draft, he now ranks in the bottom 10 of all qualified quarterbacks, even the ones that are not actively playing right now, but are still qualified to be quarterbacks. So he's now at the bottom of the heap, and it's like, this guy's got a $20.9 million payday coming up if he can deliver. If not, well, again, so there is the put up or shut up time right there. This is it. So even though the coaches are saying he's picked up his game, he's picked up his style, he's gotten better. It's gotten better only during the OTAs, the organized team activities, this preseason stuff. He has yet to actually do it when he's supposed to be doing it, and that's actually in an actual NFL game. So that being said, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Well, this guy definitely, and then again, for anybody else, you know, again, anybody else in any kind of position, you know it's time to put up or shut up, and that's every single day. That's every single day you're out there. Every time your boots hit the ground, you open the door, you log into your computer, you flip the switch on the office, whatever you do, that's the day that you got to put up or shut up. Because every single day, especially as a leader, someone that people have put you up there as a position of leadership that have said, hey, we're calling you leader, we're going to follow you to the ends. And every day, you know, it's something that's you don't keep it for life. You have to earn it every single day. And if you don't believe me, you're living in a fool's paradise. That's where you're living. You're not living in the real world. You have to earn that title every single day. And if you're not doing that every day, you don't deserve to ever have been called a leader. So you don't rest on your laurels. And so how do you do that? Well, obviously you have to be motivated. You have to be inspired. You have to be dedicated. You have to be committed. That's a lot of things that you have to be, but guess what? You want it? You want it? You want to be up there? You said, I can do this job? Well, guess what? This is when you do it. This is the time you do it. This is where steel hits the target. This is the time that you put your foot forward and you take that first step and you start, and then you take the next step and you just keep moving forward. You keep walking forward. You keep going forward. So, unlike Jameis Winston, he has a little time to slack off here. But come Sunday, September 8, 2019, at 4:25 Eastern Time, the San Francisco 49ers are going to travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. And guess who's going to be under center? Guess who's going to be right there calling the plays? This is it for Jameis Winston. It's time to put up or shut up. He's got to deliver. Unlike him, you have to do that every single day. You have to do that every single day. And are you prepared to do it? Are you training yourself to do it? Are you inspiring yourself to do it? Are you dedicating to it? Do you have the support? That's the big one. Do you have the support of those that called you leader? Do you have the support of those that don't call you leader but need you to be where you are? It's a big task. But I guess what? You can do it. You can do it. And Jameis Winston, he did it in college. That's how he got to be the number one draft pick. So what went wrong between college and he was in Florida. I want to say it was Florida State. Could be wrong, but I want to say it was Florida. And Tampa Bay. What went wrong? Was it the money? Too many outside pressures? The reality of it is now, hey, you're not in college anymore. You're not protected anymore. What is it? We don't know. We don't know. We're not in his head. But we do know what goes on in our head. We doubt ourselves every single day. Every day. But you know what? We also lift ourselves up every single day. We also take that step up. So yes, even though the negativity does creep in and it's around every corner, but again, if we rise above it, we rise to the occasion, we motivate ourselves, we inspire ourselves, we commit to ourselves, and we dedicate to ourselves, we are unstoppable. And that's all that truly matters. So if he has a $20.9 million motivation, more kudos, more power to him, kudos to him, my hat's off to him. But I don't have $20.9 million. Heck, I'd be happy with half, well, quarter of a million. That's at $250,000. I'd be happy with that. But guess what? I still got to work for it. I still got to do it, so you can too. So let's be what we need to be. Let's be inspired. Let's be dedicated. Let's motivate ourselves, and let's get to where we need to be. Just like Jameis Winston, he's got a big motivating factor. It's all in his, he controls his fate just like you control your fate. He controls his destiny just like you control your destiny. The future is ours. It's what we do to get there that means everything, that it changes everything. We have a huge future, or we're still spinning our wheels in the present, and we continue to spin our wheels, and we don't never move forward. That's not where I want to be. I want to be moving forward, because a lot of great things happen when you move forward. So folks, join me. I'm Dave. This is Monday, July 1st, 2019, the first day of the second half of 2019, the first day of the third quarter. Join me. Tomorrow we talk about in the news, and boy, a lot of great stuff happened this past week in the news. So until then, have a good evening, have a good rest of your Monday night, and I will talk to you on Tuesday.